Chaque semaine, 500 000 Canadiens ne sont pas capables de travailler dû à des problèmes de santé mentale et seulement 23 % sont à l'aise d'en discuter avec leur employeur. Je suis en compagnie de Don Erickson, qui est le directeur de programme pour les services aux victimes de la région de Manning, ainsi que responsable de l'atelier Tough Enough to Talk About It, qui aura lieu via Zoom mardi le 26 janvier à 19h. Et le sergent Matthew Robinson de la GRC de Manning nous rejoint pour parler de santé mentale. My main question is, what is the Tough Enough to Talk About It program?
This is actually a province-wide thing, or more so even, probably even wider than that, but Tough Enough to Talk About, and it offers an in-person and in virtual workplace presentations to groups of any size and even at home, because we're doing it by Zoom. And it's in recognition of an understanding of decline in mental well-being. We've started a new initiative in Manning ourselves. And what it is it's called Community Actions for Health and Well-Being. And it's incorporating several different agencies within our community. And we just thought that because of the reports that are coming across from everywhere about mental health to do with, you know, all kinds of issues, but a lot because of this pandemic situation, that we would get something together with and with whatever information that we could get to people, that it would probably be very healthy for them. So this is what our this Zoom one is, our first initiative. I mean, that's basically where we're starting from. So I'm just going to put you on speakerphone because of I have one of our other members from our RCMP detachment, and so that way there, in case you've got a question that I can't answer.
Is it only for men or is it for women also?
It's actually for everybody. It's for the people who are concerned about loved ones, but at this point in time, it's we're kind of directing it at the men's mental health because of that's a topic that doesn't get discussed very often because of, you know, the stigma of it. But we're hoping to reach, you know, their families, and they might be able to recognize where other people don't, that there's an issue, and get them involved and to realize that it's a topic that we can speak about.
Sorry, it's Sergeant Robinson from the RCMP in Manning here. To continue with what Don says, it's not just about men. It's an ongoing campaign of wellness. And this month, we're focusing on men's issues for this particular month. But next month, our visions will shift to a different topic.
And why a lot of men don't feel comfortable talking about their mental health or problems in general?
I think it's pretty well historic that men kind of, you know, tie themselves up inside and try to deal with things on their own. But as the evidence is showing, especially over this last year, that a lot more people are struggling with it. And, I mean, a lot more are coming out and admitting it. Because a lot of people never thought that they would ever be in that situation, but the isolation and the restrictions that people are under right now, I think, is bringing it to the forefront for a lot of people to address.
And we're not experts in the area of men's health, or we're just trying to give people a means to encourage habits of wellness. And so, again, having these different initiatives and different forms to try to give people that information to direct them if they're seeking help or if they're seeking self-improvement. And, I mean, living in a remote community, there's not always the infrastructure we have in place here. So we felt that by us coming together, we might be able to help put some information out there for people in need. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course. And even in 2021, we constantly hear the phrase man up, and I think it's a lot of pressure for men.
It definitely is. But, you know, like when they experience these issues here, the entire family, and in a lot of cases, the community is involved in that too. And so that's why our whole initiative is to be a community well-being initiative, so that we're going to kind of address as many different areas as we can and age groups. The sergeant said about that this month happens to be the men's mental health, but not that that'll stop. It's just that we're going to do other things that will
hopefully directed towards the youth, and then we'll expand from there. It's an ongoing thing that we're going to continue working with. We have our family FCSS association that's involved with us, and part of their mandate. We have a representative from Alberta Health Services. We have the Manning RCMP. We have the Manning Victim Services that I'm part of. We've got a couple other women that have been trained in the mental health aspect for men. And then we've got other people who have now become interested in it that have specific training in well-being for communities. So we're hoping that we can target and help, you know, as many people as we can, not necessarily just within our area, because we're hoping that this reaches, you know, far and wide. So,
and just in general, what is the psychological impacts on people because of COVID?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a tough one. Everybody's different. I mean, I'm certainly not a mental health expert in the realm of being a psychologist or anything like that. But I think there's a lot of cabin fever for sure, with people not being as mobile as they used to be. I think depression sets in. We see that quite frequently on our job. People are a lot more depressed when we deal with people. But I think people are getting to a point where they're a little more open about talking about it than they were when COVID first started. So recognizing what people are, the information they're passing on to us has put us in a unique position to kind of say, hey, well, what can we do now to put some help out to people in the community? And that's kind of why that this organization was formed. It was kind of to take a proactive stance on things and get ahead of some of the mental health issues that are going on in the community. And again, it's all about bringing people together. And we thought, well, as organizations, if we can come together and set the example, like, how great is it when Victim Services has a function and now the RCMP show up and FCSS show up and the fire department show up, and we're showing people that we're bringing people together in a small community, and that's what we're hoping to do here.
And do you think there will be a 2022 edition of the workshop?
We're going to continue this. As we've talked briefly about how long we plan to keep this going, and right now it seems like they want to have it as a continuing thing for as long as we can. So I would suspect there probably will be. You know what? With things do change as we're going to see the world change. See, right now, a lot of the things that are affecting this situation, I believe, is that there's unemployment that was never experienced to the level Alberta has. There's this homeschooling and those issues there that have, changed dynamics with families. And, it's just so many things that have changed in the last year, and we're hoping they're going to change for the positive side in this coming year. But again, we plan to continue on for, several years if we can. So
there's also a separate part of it, an additional part of this initiative. It's not just about mental health awareness. It's about overall general well-being and overall health and lifestyle choices. And we would like to continue this ongoing. Again, as I said before, the idea is to bring people in the community together. So, if and when COVID allows, we would like to have community functions that bring people together in a healthy manner, promoting certain things like lifestyle and fitness. I know one of the initiatives we talked about was down the road a police and fire games here in Manning to promote wellness and bring the community together. But those are other things down the road when health regulations allow for that stuff.
It is going to be a widespread thing, because we want to do this to be as something that we can work to inspire people to take responsibility for themselves and their own health. In today's thing, you can't rely on every other agency out there to be able to do things for you. So we're just hoping that we can encourage people to take that and work with with us and with themselves within their own families, and get the feeling that there's community support, that they're not in this by themselves, that the whole community is behind them. So we're just hoping that this is a good start and that it continues on.
Yeah. Okay. I do have it here right in front of me now. So yes, we'll send that to you so that you can actually see what we've started on our end of it. So.
Well, thank you so much again.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Tough Enough to Talk About It offre une présentation sur les lieux de travail en personne et virtuelle au groupe. C'est une sensibilisation et compréhension du déclin de la santé mentale, surtout en temps de COVID-19. L'atelier est offert pour tous, mais en ce moment, le programme est principalement dirigé vers les hommes à cause de la stigmatisation pour parler de leurs problèmes personnels. En faisant l'atelier, Don Erickson, le directeur de programme pour les services aux victimes de la région de Manning, espère sensibiliser les familles de ces hommes et aider justement ces hommes à reconnaître leurs confrères ayant besoin d'aide. C'était Don Erickson, le directeur de programme pour les services aux victimes de la région de Manning, ainsi que responsable de l'atelier Toughen Up to Talk About It, et le sergent Matthew Robinson de la GRC de Manning. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.